Welcome to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series, Sun Ra Edition Volume 4. The iconic musician and thinker, Sun Ra lived in Philadelphia, a city that he both loved and despised for 25 years. Many Philadelphia artists have been influenced by his artistry and philosophies. Perhaps his greatest achievement was his own record company, which recorded and documented his music and ideas for almost 50 years. Celebrating that independent spirit, we present the PJP Mixtape Series Sun Ra Edition, bringing together rappers, poets, singers, turntablists and musicians. We were granted permission by the Sun Ra Estate to sample some of his music and to remix or create new works. The series is an opportunity for you to check out the enduring musical and cultural impact of one of America's greatest artists, Sun Ra. We begin with poet Lamont Dixon and jazz singer Elegant. They present The Space Ghost.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Nothingness was as it seemed. What it is, what it means. Way gone far past beyond what we thought it meant. Within his ultraviolet realm, infrared rays see through Sun Ra. Offbeat astral art orbits other worlds. Otherwise, to goneness, there, out there, traveling holy space waves into deep spaces. A black man inside cosmos, using mythical music as blues coded language. Megabeat drum choirs, funkin' for the heavenly hereafters. Trippin' and big dippin'. Past planet, further gone. For space is the place. No wars, no death, no crime, no strife, no health. No drugs, no black, no white, only bop and blues and funk and swing and jazz and jazz and jazz and jazz and jazz. Afro-futuristic sound science. Brown souls boogie through black holes and chocolate Milky Ways, stopping on occasion at terrestrial way stations, playing 88 keys through starry constellations. Jazz too deep for earthbound radio stations. Guess the squares couldn't dig his divine pyramids. This is Sun Ra calling planet Earth. Come in. Can you read me? This is space. Star charts, intricately woven like spider webs. His music being bop, blues, funk, swing, and bop, blues, funk, swing. Psychedelic sounds draped in purple Jupiter gowns, jewel-encrusted Egyptian headdresses, orange glitter Saturn robes, gold platform moon shoes, antenna strobe lights on sunglasses. Dizzy dug Ra. Downbeat magazine dug him too. Beatnik poets dug Ra deep. Hope digged him too. But they all knew. Knew his style and his grace. Ambassador from the intergalactic regions for the Council of Outer Space. No wars, no death, no crime, no strife. No hate, no drugs, no black, no white, only bop and blues and funk and swing and jazz, 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 jazz. Space Ghost. astronomy majors and stargazers will swoon beneath felonious poetic tunes marking time by eclectic moon revolutions for linguistic spoon-fed symbols of hieroglyphic zooms sound sunrise prolific art spanning intervals of time and place life without restrictions in outer space with Space Go.
You are listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's mixtape series, Sunrise Edition, Volume 4. You just heard Part Planet by Lloyd Lawrence. And we've started off with The Space Ghost by poet Lamont Dixon, joined by the marvelous Philly jazz vocalist Elegant. It was produced by Skip the Sampler. We continue with Melody X by Urban Classic, led by former Sun Ra Orchestra member and violinist Owen Fiddler Brown.
as the love song goes, there's no one to hold.
Where does the melody go when the song's at its end? Universal frequency from planet number 10.
Outer space vibrations, red, blue, green, and gold. Where does the love song go? There's no one to hold. Outer space vibrations, red, blue, green, and gold. Where does the love song go? There's no one to hold. Vibration, red, blue, green, and gold. Where does the love song go? There's no one to
We'll be right back. Freedom.
Okay, I'm right. So y'all, what? Yeah, they don't have.
It don't concern me.
I never had any freedom. And I never saw anybody else with any. Somebody else.
You are listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sunrise Edition, Volume 4. And now, Endless Universe, written by Sun Ra.
The Endless Universe, written by Sun Ra. This omniverse is endless, and everything in it is endless. For how can it be an endless omniverse if everything in it is not endless? The omniverse is of timeless being. It is immeasurable from every point of view. The word beginning is associated with the word time. It must be thought of abstractly, as if it is outside of the omniverse. In this way, we can say that every beginning is an end on this plane of supernatural folly. This strange eternity of hidden meanings of the truth. Every beginning is an end. Look back and see. It's in the past. Every beginning is the end of some endlessness, but the past is an eternity, all its own. It is not a part of the endless universe, omni. Since the past had an end, it is a realm of the ended. Look backward at the past and you will see that all the beginnings are there. If you have an end in view, what's your aim, your desire? Be careful, Do not seek the end within the eternity of the yesterdays, past. The Endless Universe, written by Sun Ra.
You are listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's mixtape series Sun Ra Edition, Volume 4. Before the poem, we heard Precision and Discipline by dancer, choreographer and music producer D. Sabella Grimes. We started the set with Melody X by Urban Classique, led by former Sun Ra Orchestra member and violinist Owen Fiddler Brown. We continue with How High the Moon by trumpet player Chris Stevens and featuring jazz vocalist Micah Smith.
I'm
Listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's mixtape series, Sun Ra Edition, Volume 4. You just listened to How High, The Moon, by trumpeter Chris Stevens, and featuring jazz vocalist Micah Smith. And now, Spontaneous Mind, written by Sun Ra.
The Spontaneous Mind, written by Sun Ra. Walk toward the brilliant circles of tomorrow that turn each other wheel, turning wheel. For every wheel is the will, and the will is the power of the fire of the spontaneous mind. The Spontaneous Mind, written by Sun Ra.
Coming up next, pianist and vocalist V. Shane Frederick performs Horace Silver's classic tune, All.
Incarnations, the all has brought about the message of the oneness. We all must soon find out. Hari Lama, Hare Krishna, Allah and Buddha too, Jehovah and Jesus Christ, just to name a few. Final realization that everything is one will take a bit of doing, yet it must be done. Spirit, spirit, spirit is all there is. No matter what form it takes, yours, hers, or his. Now all space is here, all life is endless, all love is near, all minds relate, all souls evolve, all forms are changing, all thoughts resolve, all words take shape, all will directs, all deeds are binding, all faith protects, all ears are deaf, all thoughts are blind, all things are spirit, all is divine. Father, Son, and Mother of all the universe is power, presence, knowledge for which we all do search. Through the mind, through the body, shining right through the soul, the spirit that is within tries to make us whole. However long it takes me, wherever I may go, I must become the master of body, mind, and soul. all the persons, all the places, the things that I must see. Spirit is within, yearning to be free. All time is now, all space is here, all life is endless, all love is near. All minds relate, all souls evolve, all forms are changing, all thoughts resolve, all words take shape, all will directs, all deeds are binding, all faith protects, all ears are deaf, all eyes are blind, all things are spirit, and all is divine. Divine.
An epiphany is defined as a manifestation of a divine or supernatural being. Celestial is defined as supremely good. Celestial is also defined as relating to the sky, relating to heaven, relating to outer space. So to me, Sun Ra was a celestial being, a supernatural being here on Earth, a celestial epiphany personified. A celestial epiphany connected Sun Ra to Saturn in a profound way. A divine birthright connected him to planet Earth during a specific space in time. Sun Ra's genius goes unquestioned, but what is the essential question that motivated Sun Ra? What is the essential motivation for his dedication, his discipline, his mastery, his rigor? I'd say it had to be a celestial epiphany. I'd say the essential question Sun Ra answered to was rooted in a profound celestial epiphany. A celestial epiphany connected Sun Ra to Saturn. A celestial epiphany about love, conviction, creativity, social consciousness, cultural confirmation, acknowledgement of a higher power, obedience to a higher power. I wonder where all those improvisations came from. What planet, what galaxy, what realm, what stratosphere? Can you straddle across realms when you improvise? I'm sure Sun Ra did. Of course he straddled the realms, and he did so masterfully with his orchestra transported telepathically right along with him. The Sun Ra Orchestra's commanding presence was a celestial epiphany personified. Celestial epiphany, ethereal inspiration, divine improvisation. Sun Ra, Sun Ra, Sun Ra, Sun Ra, Sun Ra. Thank you.
Listening to the Philadelphia Jazz Project's mixtape series, Sun Ra Edition, Volume 4. You just heard the song, Flame, by rapper, producer Damani Lopez. Before that was poet, Farallon Dove. And her piece, Celestial Epiphany. And we started that set off with jazz singer V. Shane Frederick, accompanying himself on piano. He performed Horace Silver's composition, All. Now we have come to the final song. It is Why Are They Out to Kill the Kids? Produced by DJ and producer Arcultron. And written and performed by poet Darius Lance.
Tryna, why, they tryna, why they Why they shot Tim Ed Rice? Why he played up in the park? Why he shoot up Jordan Davis playing music in his car? Why these bullets claiming babies and they straying from the spark? Why that lady drowning children? Why them foster kids get starved? Hell no, ain't no maybe, and we know just what it is. But the reasons got me baffled. Why they trying to kill the kids? Who is that? You don't know? Blind eyes, look around. And these children dying on their feet, the law is standing your ground. And they shot Trayvon Martin and he wasn't even armed. Michael Brown up in Ferguson and he threw up his arms. Even JonBenet Ramsey trying to figure what it is. If the children building on the future while they out to kill the kids. Why they shot up Sandy Hook and that person still alive? Why they killed Oscar Grant, New Year's Day 2009? In Atlanta, child murders and years have been 35. 79 to 1981, 22 homicides. You ain't know? People lie. Numbers don't. Check the timeline. Why we putting things like Halo up in the child's mind? Baffled by the reasons of exactly what it is. If the children are the future, why we out to kill the kids? Why computers raise our children? Why we microwave they food? Why we working all these hours if our child is failing school? Why that lady having babies just to leave them in the trash? Why that man murder his children just cause life is looking bad? At the moment we can change it, know exactly what it is. If the children are the future, then we should protect our kids. Baffled by the reasons of exactly what it is. If the children are the future, why we out to kill the kids? Baffled by the reasons of exactly what it is. If the children are the future, why we out to kill the kids? Baffled by the reasons of exactly what it is. If the children are the future, why we out to kill the kids?
What?
Reasons of exactly what it is. If the children are the future, why we out to kill the kids? Baffled by the reasons of exactly what it is. If the children are the future, why we out to kill the kids? Baffled by the reasons of exactly what it is. If the children are the future, why we out to kill the kids?
What?
You just heard the Philadelphia Jazz Project's Mixtape Series Sun Ra Edition Volume 4. Executive Producer, Homer Jackson. Supervising Producer, Skip the Sampler. Graphic Design, Lynn Washington. Cover Photography, H.A. Jennings. Special thanks to The Sun Ra Estate, Erwin Chusid, Michael Anderson, Jade Michael, Harrison, James Solomon, Eric Carbonara, Gary Dan, Jay Levin, Agent Zero, Eric Bogash, Anthony Tidd, Damani Lopez, Asha Jackson, Wulia Lopez, Melissa Tally Palmer, and Lynn Washington. The Philadelphia Jazz Project is a sponsored project of Culture Works, Greater Philadelphia, with funding provided by the Wincote Foundation. Visit us at www.philajazzproject.org.